Hello, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. This past Sunday, we started a new series we're calling Kingdom Values, where we're looking at the kingdom of God and the values that the Lord has for his kingdom. We read this passage in Matthew 6, verse 19. Don't collect up for yourself treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but collect for yourself treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys and where the thieves don't break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eye is good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. So if the light within you is darkness, how deep is that darkness? No one can be a slave of two masters, since either he will hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot be slaves of God and money. It's a very interesting passage. My guess is that most people who are listening in today probably have heard that passage, and it seems obvious. We have a tendency to focus on treasures of this world, things that that we think are valuable, and we want more of them. You know, if who couldn't use an extra $1 million, right? But what he's saying is that, look, don't waste your time trying to gather those things up. Don't do that. Lay up for yourselves treasure in heaven. And I think what's important about that is it's the Lord isn't saying, I don't want things for you. I don't care about your needs. He's not saying that. He's saying, I actually want treasure for you, but I want you to have treasure that's actually worthwhile, treasure that will last in heaven, that's eternal, that can't be taken away from you. The interesting part of the passage, though, he then starts to go into this whole kind of metaphor about the eye and the lamp, and if your eyes are bad, your whole body will be walking in darkness. So I just want to share a couple things about that. You know, when I was reading it, it just seems out of place, almost like, you know, is this a great place to put a break in the, you know, in the passage and start something new? But it's really not, because he bookends it with the idea that you can't be a slave of both God and money. But that middle section, the metaphor of the eye, think of this, that, you know, when the word says it, the word of God is a lamp unto our feet. You know, we trust not on ourselves. We lean not on our understanding, but guard our hearts and minds, and the Lord will make our path straight. What he's saying is that if you can't see correctly, then your life is not going to go in the right direction. In fact, you'll live in the wrong direction. You'll live in darkness if your eyes are bad. And this is what he's saying, that greed is like that. Greed is something you can't see happening. It's almost like you become blind to the fact that you might be greedy. And I think the reason that's true is because no one really believes that they're wealthy. And it's because we see other people with more than we have and we think, oh, that's what wealthy is. But if we look at ourselves in light of the world, it's pretty impossible to not recognize that we are the wealthiest nation or one of the wealthiest nations in the world and maybe in the history of the world. In fact, the median poverty line income for a family of four is $28,000 in this nation, and it's $45,000 for just a median income across the nation. So the average family of four lives on $45,000 a year in America. In the world, half the world lives on $2.50 a day. It's pretty impossible for us to look at those facts and go, wow, I think I am wealthy. The problem is, though, we are blind to the fact that, man, we want more than what we have, and yet we have typically enough. So we become blind to greed. I was listening to a pastor talk about this one time, and he said, you know, everyone knows that they have sexual sin. Like, if it happens, you know it. Like, no one walks into the office of a pastor and says, hey, I had an affair. I didn't know I was doing it. Like, everybody knows that. But nobody walks in and says, man, I have a greed problem. Why? Because it sneaks up on us in such a way that we don't know it's happening, like bad eyesight. And isn't that true? Anyone who's wearing glasses knows that fact. It didn't happen overnight. You slowly lost your eyesight to the point where you have to get glasses or get an upgrade. That's what greed does to us. That is something that we have to combat our lives against all the time. And I think the way that we do that is by living generously. I think that's why he's saying you can't be a slave of both. We have to live generously with kingdom values and rather than live for ourselves, because it will naturally lead to greed, which we have a hard time identifying. God, I pray that you help us to recognize it in our life, that we have what we need. You have supplied what we need. God, I pray that for those who are listening that might be struggling, that you would provide their needs. But God, I also pray that you wouldn't allow our minds to get caught in the blindness of greed, and help us to live with margin, help us to live with generosity, combat those things that can happen in our heart. And God, you would guard our hearts and our minds in your name. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Amen. Take a second before you move on to the next thing and ask yourself, are there some blind spots when it comes to greed in your life? Is generosity something that you look forward to be lavishly generous? Do you live with margin so that you have open spots in your life to be able to give to those in need and those who matter or those even for the kingdom? Well, till next time, God bless.